Who's up next on the slab? Oh, it's you. Making the first incision. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the slab. Woo!
Whoa.
Tonight on the slab, it is just Chris and myself.
What is up?
Bobby won't wake up. That poor sleeping panda. Anyways.
Wake up, Bobby.
So tonight on the show, we decide to get stoned and talk about stoner comedies.
Yes. You were looking at me over there for a second. I didn't know if you were wanting me to do the grand reveal or not.
I mean, we can redo it so you can do the grand reveal.
No, it's fine.
I mean, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, stoner comedy.
Yeah, stoner comedy, yes.
So, I guess, we go to the original question that we always ask. What makes a stoner comedy? In your opinion.
In my opinion, something that makes more sense when you're high, or something that's just more fun to watch when you're
more high. Enjoyable.
Yeah,
You wouldn't watch this and like it to the same extent sober.
Correct. I mean, wouldn't that be with any movie though?
Well, not necessarily. Think about it this way. I don't want to watch Hereditary high, because I think that would just give me a fucking bad trip.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
But Tammy and the T-Rex? Oh, yes. Please, that's just insane enough.
Right, yeah.
Scary movie. We can watch it sober, but it's not as funny until you're watching it high.
Oh, yeah. Shorty makes it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, short end, that's the same for Scary Movie, too. Cabin in the Woods is another stoner horror. You can fight me on it, but because of his extendo bong, they lived.
Extendo bong.
And they do smoke a joint right at the very end. So, yeah, it's a stoner comedy.
Oh, yeah. The Merman.
Yeah, come on. The fucking Merman. Yeah.
That unicorn.
Getting fucking gored by a unicorn.
Yeah. But, yeah, pretty much just that, anything that's more enjoyable to you while you're high, or something that just makes more sense in a inebriated state.
You don't want to watch Pink Floyd's The Wall sober. For that matter, you don't want to watch it on certain drugs either. Stay natural for this one. Shrooms, weed.
Oh, full on LSD.
Don't. Please don't. I don't want to cradle you. I do. But
another time.
But no, there's quite a few out there that people don't actually perceive as stoner horror movies.
Right, yeah.
Thanksgiving. They think that the movie has to be centered around weed for it to be a stoner comedy. That's just purely not the truth.
I mean, there are a number of films that are horror and solely centered around weed, but
yeah. But they don't have to be. The Gingerbread Man and Thanksgiving. You can't sit there and tell me that sober those are good movies.
True, yeah. Yeah. Definitely Gingerbread Man.
Yeah. You can't, in Killer Pinocchio, are you fucking serious?
Oh, I didn't even know about that.
You're not missing much.
So there's one you mentioned earlier, the Sharknado.
Okay.
And fuck, all of man. That. And
I'm still on the fence whether even to count them as a horror movie or even as a fucking movie in general.
I say it's pushing the line, severely pushing the line.
Yeah, it does ride that line pretty fucking.
Yeah, because, I mean, even high, it's ridiculous.
I mean, I guess that's why people watch it, is because it is just, in fact, over-the-top ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if, I guess if that's what the director or the writer was going for,
Then yeah, it's fine.
then bravo, but I feel like there was some type of seriousness behind the first like three or four.
I'm surprised you've seen the first three or four.
I haven't. I just know there's a lot of them, and so based off of how many there are, I'm just going strictly off of made up numbers here.
You're guessing
Yeah, I'm guessing.
the fact that I know that there's at least five.
Well, there's five or six evil bongs.
Yeah, I found that out today.
Yeah.
I thought there was three. No, apparently there's Evil Bong fucking high five. I'm like, a what?
Yeah, there's also 666 and 777.
Oh. It hurts to think about that.
They just kept which one was it that had Tommy Chong? I think it was the first
Yeah, it
one
was the
that had
first one
Tommy
that,
Chong, yeah.
yeah.
I mean, that's to me, Evil Bong is one of like the best premises for a stoner horror flick. Just because it's not necessarily driven towards weed itself, it's more driven towards paraphernalia.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, come on, an evil bong that is also sexy.
Every time I make that sound, it's not because I'm like trying to be funny. That's my like legitimate reaction. Just, why?
But yeah. So what are your thoughts on the Evil Bong for that reaction?
Okay, so Evil Bong is nothing but a stoner popcorn movie to me. Like, it's so fucking dumb.
Which wouldn't that make it one of the better ones, judging by it, food is in the title?
No, it's so fucking dumb, man. But credit where credit is due. It's when you're high, it's funnier than hell.
Yes. It also has a giant cult following.
Yeah, like apparently a fucking ridiculous one.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say enough for Tommy Chong to be in it, but I mean, it's about weed, so Tommy Chong's going to be in it.
Well, yeah, you can't have you can't have Cheech or you can't have Cheech or Chong not be involved in it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there's like more weirder subgenres than stoner ones. Like, there's literally a fucking movie out there. It's a horror movie, like that level, about Ron Jeremy's penis.
I've heard about that.
It is a terrible fucking movie.
I imagine it is. Oh,
It makes even creepier the fact that Ron Jeremy is like incompetent to stand trial for fucking rape right now. So it's like,
right.
so it makes it even fucking worse. I was like, oh, based on a true story, I get it. That was a dark
Yes.
fucking joke.
But yeah, I had a thought in my head, and then it went away. Fuck. Don't you just love it when that happens?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I can't remember for the life of me what that was.
What was your thought before it?
I can't remember. Like everything just completely went blank for some reason.
Talking about what? What a stoner thing to
Pretty
happen.
much.
I forgot.
Like I had a whole entire thing mapped out and then everything just went kaplooey.
Kaplooey.
Kaplooey. Just like that. Same sound and everything.
Kaplooey. That's a clue right now.
And it was something good, too. which makes it worse. So if you had to pick top three.
Top three, like favorite stoner?
Yeah. Whether it be personal opinion, stoner flick, or you know what actual, like what you would find on Google.
A preferred stoner flick? Man, my number one's got to be Idle Hands. Come on, Devin Sawa, fucking Seth Green, in the height of the fucking 2000s. This is not like the perfect stoner comedy. It's nice and dark. It's gory as hell. It still has a really good element of horror. All the acting in it's fucking great. The practical effects look fucking wonderful. The love story, as contrived as it is fucking awesome.
Back when horror was at its A game.
Well, I wouldn't say at its A game.
Well, early 2000s.
Is not an A-game series for horror, man. That has a notoriously bad run, but unfortunately that's the run that a lot of people remember.
Yeah.
A lot of people growing up watching that.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm there with you. Like, I've seen most of them, too. Like, we're talking you... Like, I still know what you did last summer.
Next to the 80s most viewed, like, mainly viewed genre.
But, like, Idle Hands is just up there, man. 1999 is when it came out.
Yeah.
Number two, though, I would have to say is Cabin in the Woods. I don't care what anybody says. That's a fucking stoner horror movie. And number three, for me, Scary Movie. It's got to be. Scary Movie just... It's that perfect stoner comedy, almost.
Almost?
Almost. It doesn't quite... Like, obviously, Cabin in the Woods only got above it because it's better. It's more well done. It's not a parody. Whereas Scary Movie is a parody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Scary Movie was not a parody, or if, like, Cabin in the Woods didn't exist, it would definitely be number two. Because that is, like, a very fun movie to sit down. I mean, come on, Ghostface does the What's Up with a bag of Flamin' Hot Doritos and a fucking Colt 40 in his fucking lap. Like, come on. That's fucking great. That is just funny.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
Chilling and killing.
Yeah, chilling. Killing. And the fact that 2 was almost as funny as 1. And 3 just...
It almost hit the mark. It has its funny moments. Definitely. And also, you know...
Charlie Sheen, wasn't it?
Yeah. Charlie Sheen, Kevin Hart, Anthony Anderson.
Yeah, the aliens invaded.
Yeah, Wu-Tang.
Yeah. We thought that we got a copy of Pootie Tang.
Yeah, I definitely agree with Scary Movie. That's actually one of my tops. Well, in my top. But that whole franchise is.
So do you have a top three? Like individual? Go ahead. Run them out.
So yeah, Scary Movie. Like I said, I do like Evil Bong. But I like corny and terrible. So, but Evil Bong. It was his third one. That's what escaped my mind. So I'm going to have to come back to you on that third one. But right now, 2 as of now is the Scary Movie franchise and what I said before.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
No, that's fair enough. Because, like, here's another question. We've gotten what makes a stoner comedy. We've gotten our favorites. Do you think stoner comedies are important in 2023? Like, do you think that they should make a comeback of, like, maybe more sophisticated?
Definitely more sophisticated, yeah.
Like, not so, like, in your face.
Yeah, if they could make them more sophisticated. More modern. Or just get some different directors.
Because like
some bit, like keep the same writers, but bring in some like more
because bit, yeah
higher class directors.
Well, see, there's like two movies coming out that I really want to see, and they have the most stoner horror movie names.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Cocaine Bear.
Oh, definitely, yes.
And Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Yep.
Really want to see that one so fucking bad. But it's like, you're really treading into stoner comedy territory right there.
I mean,
like, you really, 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 really have to know what you're doing on that one.
I'm pretty sure multiple points of us smoking throughout history, we've talked about Winnie the Pooh gone horror.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's been talked about by almost everybody.
Like, what happens if, you know, like, Eeyore finally fucking snaps?
Right, yeah. He does commit the self-die.
Yeah, like what if they find Eeyore hung himself by his removable tail? Like, something is fucking tragic like that.
What if the rabbit finally snaps and just goes apeshit on Pooh?
What if Pooh snaps? Blood and Honey.
Goes apeshit on Piglet.
You know, there's a comic strip that's about that.
Is there?
I'm being dead serious. Like, it's fan-made, obviously. But it's like, Pooh fucking kidnapped Piglet and starved him for a month. And then starved his wife for a month. And then drowned each other in honey and put them in front of each other. It was talking about, like, this is the only way you get to live is you have to eat her and vice versa.
Huh. Nice.
And it's like talking about the duality of man and how it brings, like, and how when a man is starved, he'll turn against, you know, and it's like this big, deep meaning behind it, but it's really fucked up and dark, and I love it.
Right.
I need more.
I'll have to look into that. That sounds interesting.
Like, it's... it's good for a dark read.
Right.
Like, I don't, like... I wouldn't be obsessed over it, you know?
Well, but
for like, a fucking dark read? Oh, absolutely.
I'm not going to obsess over it. I mean, if I can't find it within 5 minutes of searching for it, then I'm not going to pursue it.
Sorry about the long pause there, everybody. We just recently got a new laptop in the studio, and I'm just setting it up right now.
Multitasking. Two things at once.
Just making sure we're going to be nice and mobile.
Hint, hint, wink, wink for future episodes.
Yes, because we do have certain places that want us to do a podcast in their establishment. And I'm going to do nothing but oblige, because I'm a whore.
You slut.
I'm naughty. Witch. Naughty boy. Naughty, naughty, naughty.
I feel like that something like that would be a funny stoner horror flick.
As in?
BDSM. Think about it.
A BDSM stoner comedy?
Horror comedy, yes.
A BDSM horror comedy.
Yes.
So think of, like, that scene from Eurotrip, but with, like, blood. What if Hostel was sexy?
Pretty much, yes.
What if Hostel was sexy?
The scene in Eurotrip, but you see the insertion.
Yes.
You just watch the carnage.
Oh, man. What if they, like, tie somebody up and put a clown nose on him, and, like, they shock his nipples and honk the horn? Winking, winking.
Honking nose is the...
It's a safe word.
It gives the electrocution to the nipples.
Honk.
There's a certain code you must honk in order for the locks to
Oh, you need to know Morse code.
Morse code.
Morse code clown nosing to stop. Okay, we need to really stop that, because that seems like a movie we could absolutely fucking make tonight. So
let's do it.
No, I am not making this movie. I am not spending the next 4 hours of my life typing out a 10-minute fucking script. And who's torturing who? Like, are you torturing me? Am I torturing you? Are we going to torture each other? Yeah, see?
Yes.
Yeah,
to see. All of it. Make it an anthology.
Then we
just put subgenre after subgenre after subgenre after subgenre on top of it.
And then we torture a sex doll.
Yes.
Like, put her in, like the handcuffs and everything.
An AI sex doll.
No. Dude, those things are expensive, and I just watched Megan. Fuck that. Fuck that. No.
Does that have you scared of AI now?
I've fucking been scared of AI, okay?
Does it make you even more scared?
A little. Not gonna lie. I'm like, oh, fuck, and we're really close to that happening.
Did you see the clip where the Megan animatronic was on one of the talk shows?
No. Yeah. I don't want to see it.
Yeah, she was on one of the talk shows. Like, she got up and, like, yeah, they, like, introduced her and everything like that. Like, typical ass audience member.
No, thank you. Just no, thank you.
I think AI would be good for a stoner horror flick too.
Have AI write a stoner horror movie. And that's the stoner horror movie. Of two stoners and an IT server that's trying to have AI write the perfect movie, but they get too high and it writes the perfect stoner movie. And now the government wants it because it promotes too much, like, positivity for the, you know, for the Stoner Alliance and all that shit. And then the AI starts controlling all the technology, but in really high ways. Like, it hacks a Tesla just to call the other driver a bitch. Turns into like an Xbox Live chat room. That car you just cut off would like to say that you're a bitch that doesn't get no bitches.
Take one of the Scion shoeboxes, transform it into a toaster oven. Giant pizza rolls.
Like, we have to make a stoner comedy much like how Tenacious D made Tribute. You don't actually see the movie written by the AI, but it's just a tribute.
Of the greatest movie ever.
I'd have Jack Black and Kyle Gass be in that movie.
Oh, definitely. Even if it's just like a 10-second cameo.
Because realistically, we're talking about an AI making a stoner comedy. That's a really stoner thought.
Like, yeah. And Tenacious D is one of the top stoner films.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, no, it totally is.
It is easily top five.
It totally is. Overall stoner films, yeah, definitely in the top five.
It's up there with Half-Baked and How High.
And, you know, any movie from Cheech and Chong.
Yeah. Up in Smoke being the most notable one.
Yes, absolutely. Up in Smoke. Dave? Dave's not here, man. He took the fucking plates and everything. And no, we're not going to sing the fucking song either. No.
Damn.
No. I thought about it. Go look it up. It's called Mexican American. Go look it up, people. I'm not singing it on here.
We were singing it last week. All three of us when Bobby was here. And it was pretty amazing. We might make a quartet. Not a quartet.
Acapella.
Acapella. What would that be? Not a quartet, because that's four.
A triplet. A quintet.
A quintet?
Fuck, I don't know.
I thought a quintet is five.
Shut up. I don't fucking know numbers right now.
If anybody knows what the answer to that would be, please let us know. Or are we just going to Google it?
I'm not Googling it.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, the laptop. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that album, September 20 Never. The Three Amigops.
No, the Three Amiguops.
Amiguops. The Three Amiguops.
The Three Amiguops. It's not what you think, S.A. Okay, to my Latin American community, I have two Latino children, so fuck off. I have a white boy pass card, okay?
I'm related by blood.
He's cool. He was me, S.A.
I might not have my card, but I'm widely known. If that's how you would like to refer to it as.
I am very well known in the community.
I was going to say that, but I don't think I could. Yeah. I mean, I'm
very known in the community. But yeah, in 2023, I definitely believe that stoner comedies, if they were to be like more recent to the times, like maybe a brand of edibles that create a stoner zombie outbreak. Like,
yeah,
stoned,
I was thinking zombie, definitely some type of zombie.
Yeah, you're high and a zombie at the same time.
Yeah, zombie or some type of like transit state.
Yeah.
Something, not necessarily hypnosis, just simple-mindedness. Ooh, that could be something. Just like downright plain old simple-mindedness. Instead of zombie-like, you're just literally a couch potato that just does nothing. And all you do is just rot and decay, but at a very... very in a very sped up process.
You know, and
so instead of the bloating happening within hours, it happens within like minutes.
No, I'd say within hours. Think about it this way.
But it's inevitable, like it just happens.
Like, imagine being a zombie and stoned and getting the munchies. And, like, we can go dark where they, like, eat a baby.
But the zombies would have to be some type of self-conscious. What kind of zombies, though? So, in that sense, it would have to be the more, like, infected type zombies.
Yeah.
To where they're still able to, where they still have, like, conscious thought.
I wouldn't say, like, more intelligent zombies. I'd say more or less, like, gotta ask yourself a question, like, what if a zombie got high? What would they do? I think they'd look at everything like munchies. And like humans,
would they
are the
would they be able to break down the gate?
Oh no, they're gonna be lazy as fuck.
Oh okay.
Like if you're within like 3 feet of them, then yeah, you're a snack to them. But let that like acclimate into like society, and how you now need to keep the zombies stoned so you can live.
What if they just end up munching on each other though? Because I mean. With zombies, it's a pack mentality.
Well, not if you're high. If you're high, you're not going to look at another zombie and be like, oh, look, food. You're going to look over like, man, you're fucked up too. Let's go get a baby. Fucking babies are like the cupcakes of humans, man.
So sober...
Sober, the regular zombies.
So sober, they're the more like consciously aware zombies.
Yeah, they're the more regular kind. Like, the entire plot is to keep the zombies stoned so the survivors can live.
So the stoned zombies are, like, Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, like, they're slow, you know, they're really lazy. They're definitely not going to try to break down a door or get into a car. Like, they're just wandering aimlessly. They're not going to run after you. Just don't get close to them. Like, that's all you have to do. You see one walking down the street, go across the street. You know? Really simple shit like that. Like, have people make TikTok videos with them and shit. Like,
so how would this... how would this become known, then? That, like, keeping the zombies... That, like, getting the zombies high will... significantly slow them down to
we can actually not make
to be non-threatening.
I'd make the first movie. That's how they figure it out.
So like, the whole first movie is just how they figure it out.
Yeah. So like zombies.
So we're talking franchise.
Yeah. So we're talking like these stoned zombies.
Okay.
You know that are not stoned, and they have. And one day, a scientist is working on one of these zombies, and he just gets high in the laboratory. And he realized that it makes the zombies completely docile.
Okay.
And the stronger the strain, the longer it lasts. And so, and now, like, make that revelation, like, towards the end of the movie. So you just see the fucking scientist run around the town in a truck with a big ass, like, fucking vaping humidifier. Like, and a blowtorch just burning the biggest bags of nuggets you can. And you just get zombies that are running after the truck that just kind of stop running and just, huh? And then you also get, like, a fair mixture of people, too. Free weed! A lot of dreadlocks and smelly people.
We'll chalk that down to survival of the fittest.
And then make part two, like the dystopian world of it. Like, people are doing TikTok trends and trying to get zombies to dance with them.
Oh, like the 1 year later.
Yeah, and like the like the government has issued everybody a mandatory like survival pistol kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
That shoots, injects THC into a zombie if they ever get near one to docile it.
So, not trying to kill the zombies, just trying to...
contain them.
Okay.
With weed. But, like, we gotta put news stories in there, but, like, today is a sad day. This 7-Eleven has been overran by zombies. They devoured the bags of chips first, and then they devoured everybody else. The government has came in and has done a Section 8 smokeout, and now they are being released back into the wild.
Whereabouts are unknown.
Pray for the victims. Like, make it like a like they're just like a raccoon at this point in time. It's like, ah, fuck, a zombie.
So there definitely needs to be some type of like overall committee. For, like, safekeeping the zombies?
Yeah, like a government-funded committee, yeah.
Yeah.
I say we have the terrorist organization...
Zombie insurance.
Zombie insurance. Did you or a loved one get...
If you die from a zombie?
Did you or a loved one turn into a mindless flesh-eating zombie?
Did you have to shoot your partner in the face?
If so, you may be entitled to compensation.
Please dial 1-800. Oh my God.
That's 1-800-OMG-4.
It works. Because let's face it, that's going to be the last thing you say.
Oh, yeah. We'll fight in court for you, so you don't have to. In fact, you don't even need to be there.
An insurance claim gone wrong, and now the committee is getting sued. That definitely needs to be a side story.
Oh yeah, let's also make like weed not only dociles the zombies, but it can also fight off future infections. So if you get bit by one, the cure is to just get really stoned. And it fights all that like viral infection away, but like you have to be it's medicinal.
But the only way for you to surely get that stoned without wasting your whole entire bag is running through the crop dust. whenever they go through to corral the zombies.
Well, no.
So you have to risk going in with the zombies and everything like that. But like 30 seconds in that crop dust, if you're able to get out in time, done, you're really fucking high. And
I'd say I'd almost make it like a like an inconvenience, like the common cold, you know? Like, now they have to get super stoned every single day for the next 2 weeks while they run more labs and blah, blah, blah. But think about it this way. Think about, like, the amount that you have to get high. Like, now governments are now issuing THC fucking pills. And they're just straight THC.
Oh, okay.
And you are getting super fucked up.
Gotcha.
Like, you can't go to work. You're high watching the Flintstones all fucking day. You're laying on the couch and that's
You're on medical leave.
Like, yeah, like that can be a big subplot on it, too. Like, should people still get medical
Workman's
leave?
Comp.
Workman's bong.
Workman's chill.
Let the main, like, problem be the naturalists. It's, like really, like, leftist behavior.
Oh, yeah.
Zombies' lives matter. They're people, too.
They were.
Yeah. And now they're like tainting the THC because now they can't get weed unless they get bit by a zombie.
Okay, yeah. So make it to where weed is legal, but only in the form of a pill.
Yeah.
And it's back to only like medicinally legal.
And on top of that, like anybody that's dealing is a death sentence.
Public execution.
Yeah. Like make
just
it like,
on the spot. You get drug out to the street. You get drug out to the street and then.
Yeah. One to the back of the head and walking. So that puts the fear that nobody's going to smoke weed.
Yeah.
Like, and now there's people trying to liberate the zombies because of their minds. If they liberate the zombies and, you know, and the government starts seeing them as people instead of threats, then they can go back to smoking weed.
Yeah.
Which, that's an asinine thought,
and the whole time, this whole entire group of people have a whole, like, underground grow operation going on.
But we don't give them guns.
Oh, no, they don't get guns.
No, because they don't believe in guns.
No,
they're all about peace and love.
Yeah.
And that way they get their asses absolutely handed to them. By the hero. Like, have the hero, like, almost kind of believe in their rights. Like, he just likes really getting high with them. Then he gets, you know, then he actually sees the other side of, like, what they're trying to do when they're trying to cure.
An undercover.
Yeah, he gets to be that undercover, exactly.
Yeah. No, I was saying make it to where they throw an undercover into that group.
Yeah.
To infiltrate it, and then, yeah, he ends up double-crossing.
Yeah. And, like, make it seem like they're kind of badasses until they actually fight. But like kind of like in real life. Like, they're keyboard warriors. Like, they're not actually going to form a fucking militia and know how to, and since they're anti-gun, they're like, well, we're going to do, like, we're just going to stink bomb the Capitol. Ooh, a mild inconvenience, you say.
Stink bombs.
And so, like, the average Joe with a pistol could, like, completely disarm their entire militia.
Instead of the standard old flaming bag of poo on the doorstep, it's a flaming kiddie pool of poo on the front yard.
Misspells OG Kush. It's OG Tush.
Tush.
And flaming poop in somebody's front yard.
OG Kutch. OC Kush.
Let that be the name of them. The OC Kutch.
The OC Kutch?
Yeah. Well, it's actually OC Kush, but they don't know how to spell it. They're too high for it.
OG Kush was taken. This movie needs to be written now.
Damn it, it does. I don't want to say that it does, but it does.
Jordan Peele. Get on that.
Now, sir.
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 Sir. Jordan Peele, sir.
Oh, no, we're not shouting out Jordan Peele.
I like him.
I think he's good. I really do like him too, but he's like a little too high profile to listen to us.
You know what? I thought the same thing about Adam Green.
Adam Green is the reason why we like Adam Green so much, because he's way more down to earth.
Yeah, but just me looking at, you know, success wise and everything, you know. And his status in the industry.
I mean, yeah, he's a staple, abso-fucking-lutely. Adam Green is like the staple for fighting against the odds and winning.
He's one of the guys.
Oh, yeah.
Dare I say the guys.
The guy.
The. THEE. Hockey sticks.
But yeah, I think that stoner comedies are absolutely vital to the horror genre, because you need to have those horror movies that you can laugh at.
They're a nice break.
They are. They're both comedy and topical at the same time. It does reach a certain demographic of people.
Right. Definitely more cult following than
major. Yeah.
Yeah. Than major.
Yeah. There's not been a stoner comedy that's a box office hit. So,
yeah, no.
I mean, if you want to talk about like Leprechaun, you know, is a pretty big stoner comedy as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's what I think. Like, most people are just like, oh no, that's not a stoner. Yeah, it fucking is. The Leprechaun series is totally a fucking stoner series, because everything that little shit does,
a stoner would do.
Yeah.
Or has done.
And he even
tried to do.
And he even makes jokes about smoking and shit too. So,
yeah. I mean, hell, there was a whole entire movie where he goes to the hood.
He rapped.
Yeah.
He fucking rapped. They had Warwick Davis rap.
Rapping.
I mean, yeah, they were short bars, but still, he rapped. Sorry, I had to make the joke. Sorry, Warwick, I love you. But I definitely think that stoner comedies get too much of a bad rap.
They do.
Are they in my top 10? No. Top 50? No. But it is fun every once in a while to look one up, sit down, get stupid high with a bunch of munchies, and just revel at what the fuck is going on. In fact, that's one of our fondest memories.
Yeah.
Like, isn't your birthday tomorrow or some shit?
Monday. Yeah.
Monday, yeah. So, I remember what we did last birthday.
Yeah. It was in here. I took acid and...
Yeah.
I took acid and we watched horror movies.
Yeah. Didn't even do a fucking podcast. We just relaxed. That's
yeah,
all we did.
Pretty much.
But I also remember around the same time when we first got this room going, you thought we were going to come to work. And I had two chairs set up instead and a bunch of fucking like nacho snacks. And I remember us getting really high and watching that one fucking Nicolas Cage movie.
Wow. Oh, Prisoners of Ghostland.
Yeah, Prisoners of fucking Ghostland, where his nuts get blown up. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
now.
Bill Moseley blows his balls off. Yes.
That movie is amazing.
High.
Yes, definitely high.
Sober, it is such a shit movie.
You really don't know what's going on.
When you're high, you get it.
Yes.
You get the plot. You get the plot because the plot's meant for a high brain.
I fucking yeah. I will karate chop you.
I don't even know what the fucking movie was about.
I know
Bill Moseley was creepy in the movie.
Yeah, he was the evil mayor.
He acted it way too well. Yeah, he acted it way too well.
All I know is that his daughter went missing to this some mystical place.
Like Outworlds kind of,
yeah,
like post-apocalyptic place.
And Nick Cage is a criminal that gets free just long enough to retrieve Bill Moseley's granddaughter. But Bill Moseley puts the suit on him.
Little charge explosions.
He has like charges on, like a charge on each arm, a charge on each leg.
Like there's one on his chest, one on his neck.
Yeah, one on his nuts, and the one on his nuts gets blown off. Gets blown. And like he has a certain amount of time, to find the daughter and a certain amount of time to bring the daughter back, and the daughter has to speak her voice into a microphone in order to keep his charges from blowing. And
yeah.
And it's like only registered to her voice at that.
Yeah, and it was also weirdly Japanese.
It was, yeah.
Like there was katanas and fucking, you know, like tea houses and shit.
The masks.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is weirdly like where the fuck is this?
I still have no clue.
Yeah, it's so ambiguous. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
There's just a little bit of yes in there.
Why can I not stop watching this movie? Why is it good?
Mandy was that way, too.
Mandy is a drug trip movie.
It is.
Like, Mandy's one of those movies that watching high is
DMT.
Fine. No, I'm not. No. No. Hell no. You want to watch it on DMT? That's fine. But when we do that, or when you do that, per se, that's going to be when the new studio's up, and you're in a safe space. Because I think you're going to go meet God.
Maybe that's what I'm trying to do.
Like, I'm totally willing to watch you do this. But you're going to meet God or fight him.
I mean, we all know I'm willing to try anything once. To a degree. To a degree. With drugs, that is.
But speaking of, can I have my pen?
Yes.
Sober's nipping at the heels, and I don't like that. But absolutely, like, I kind of wish that stoner comedies or stoner horrors would be more, a little bit, like I said, a little bit more modern.
Yeah. They're definitely set in the 90s. Like, even
when it was the funniest, yeah.
Yeah, like, even stuff that's been released, you know, earlier in the past, it's still set in the 90s, or at least the writing or the humor is.
Yeah, because, like, stoner comedies now, it's like weed's so normalized.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost everywhere you see. I mean, hell, around here, it's, you can get shit at the fucking gas stations now.
Olé.
Yeah.
No. But like it's just so normalized now that people have this like image of a stoner. Like, dirty hippie, unwashed, life completely smoked, revolves around weed, constantly broke.
It's the same image that's like when people, that you think of when people use like jocks or preps and shit like that.
Well, it's
like very like click and stereo and like stereotypical.
Like, it's stereo imagery. It's definitely stereotyped, as in the sense of like, think about, that's the best way to explain this. The movie Reefer Madness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a stoner horror movie. And the entire movie's about how weed is worse than, like, AIDS. Like, it's a complete propaganda movie.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Like, but it's a staple stoner movie, because just to watch it and be like, oh, weed has turned Lisa into a bad girl. She said fuck. I'm like,
she said, fuck.
I was like, my 2-year-old said fuck. I'm like, come on.
My 2-year-old was saying fuck earlier this morning. He was just sitting there coloring, and he was just, ah, fuck.
Like, what?
For no reason. He just said it to say it. And at that point, it was too funny to discipline him. So I just laughed, and he thought it was hilarious.
So, a more sophisticated stoner horror really needs to come out.
Definitely.
I think it's about time.
Yes. We've just pitched, like, two amazing ideas. Just so you know.
Come on, Blumhouse. Call me. Come on, come on. Come on, we can do this. You can have my writing. By the way, speaking of my writing brain, did you know I published a book?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on Amazon.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on Amazon. It's $10 for a paperback or 99 cents on Kindle, or it's free on Kindle Unlimited. Which, please, for the love of God, people, buy my book. Buy my book. Please buy my book. I worked pretty hard. I think it's shit, but...
AKA, there's like... probably years worth of stories sitting in there.
A couple years, yeah. There's a lot of stories that I haven't performed yet.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm even questioning if I'm even going to perform them. Like, you know, Mortality Part 2 is in the book. I'm not going to perform that, but it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's, like, Autopsy 23 and Hunger, and, like, there's a few other stories in there that I have not performed, and I'm probably not going to.
Right.
The Interview, that's another good one. I'm not going to tell you guys what it is, but it's a... The only way to know what that is...
Buy the book and read it to find out.
Exactly. In fact, anybody that's listening to that, go buy the book, or go get Kindle Unlimited or whatever, read it, tell me your favorite story... And if I get enough votes, I'll act that story out. I'll do one. That's it. One story that the community wants to hear that I haven't already done.
Homework, people. You got homework to do.
And I will release it as an episode on the creep side. I'll even make it a full length one.
Pull out all the stuff.
Pull-out game going to be strong. But so, I think it's just because being a stoner is so normalized now that people kind of don't look at him as, like, the dirty hippie anymore.
Right.
They kind of look at him like, you must have a lot of pain. But, like...
Yeah, pretty much.
I worked with people that you would never know would smoke more than anybody I've seen. I'm not going to call any names out, but...
Well, no, but...
And it's just, like, not apparent, but obviously it's not apparent at work.
Right.
Like, it's okay to be a stoner, but it's not okay to, you know, shunt your responsibilities because of weed.
Oh, yeah.
That's so stupid.
I mean, if you're still able to do those responsibilities and still do them well while you're stoned, then...
Depends on the job. Like, here, right now, yeah, this is fine.
Yeah.
You know, we have a conversation. That's fine, but I'm not gonna trust your high ass to operate a forklift.
Like, you see,
I'm not gonna trust a high ass to, you know, run a fucking CNC machine.
I was high when I did all of that,
and yet here you are. See, you've proven my point.
Now, that was just because I decided to get out of trade work.
I got out of automotive, I feel you.
Actually, I got all my certifications and licensing while I was stoned.
I did not. I did it completely sober. But, yeah, so it's totally not, in my opinion, as long as you're not doing it at work and you're not going to work high.
Right.
Because that, you still are impaired.
Yeah.
If you, like, drive for a living or something, like, just wait till you get home. That's all I ask. I don't care what you do when you're in your house, but if you're high and you accidentally swerve over into my fucking lane and hit me, just because your reaction time is way slower than mine, I'm going to be pissed. Rightfully right. so. I mean, everybody would be pissed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So just do it responsibly. Do it like drinking. I hate even comparing the two because they are so vastly fucking different. But treat it like that. Like if you're going to do it, just do it at home. Do it at home. Don't have shit to do. And some people will argue, well, I'm a better driver. Hi, I'm a better this. Hi, blah, blah, blah. I understand that. And that could very well be the case. But your job is not going to see that. Even if you do make a human mistake, whether high or sober, it's going to, you know, it's still a large mistake. That job's going to look at you like,
they
no.
drug test after an accident.
Yeah. They're like, well, you, well, nowadays when they do the drug test, they want to see if it's present in the system actively.
Yeah.
Not if it's already metabolized. Because if it's metabolized, then you're no longer high.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it works. Once it metabolizes in your system, you're fine.
I know a lot of places still do the piss test.
Yeah, in which that's the metabolization.
Yeah.
The only way they can do a accurate he was high during the accident would be a follicle test, because they can trace down to the time.
Right.
And that's where a lot of major companies are doing that. Like if they're taking a drug test, like you were taken to a completely different clinic, and you are watched 24 hours, and they will pluck a piece of hair off your head. And don't be cute and shave your entire body, because they will go and find a hair wherever they want to. Even if it's just a little stubble, they will pluck that fucker out.
Yeah.
So unless you are in a kiddie pool full of Nair, and you get every crease and crevice, every single one, which is going to hurt, you're not going to pass. Yeah. And actually, some companies I've been reading say that they take that as an admission of guilt.
What if you...
If you're known to go take a follicle test and you shave before time?
Oh. I mean, yeah... I can see it coming from there.
Because their also thing is that your eyelashes can do the same shit.
True.
Nobody's going to trim their eyelashes.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe now.
I mean,
hey, guys, listen to the slab. They teach you how to cheat on drug tests.
I mean, there's a lot of women that shave their eyelashes.
And it looks so weird.
Yeah. I mean, unless you really know what you're doing with makeup, don't shave your eyelashes.
Yeah, it just looks strange. Eyelashes actually serve a purpose to keep, you know, particles and dust and shit out of your eye.
Yeah.
So without that, you're just going to be a red-eyed, you know, you're just going to be a red-eyed cunt. That's all you're going to be.
Yeah. If you don't know what you're doing with makeup, don't shave your eyebrows. I don't want to be looking at the McDonald's arch.
No, that's... I'm... And, you know, that is kind of a high idea, too, is to shave your eyebrows and draw them back on. Just don't get it.
Yeah.
Maybe because it's I'm a dude and I don't understand it. I don't know. I'm not sure if it's okay to set something to a gender role like that. I might get canceled, but...
That's why I just keep it at, if you don't know what you're doing with makeup.
Yeah, then just don't do it. Learn to do it.
Yeah.
There's a million,
practice.
Yeah, there's a million makeup tutorials on YouTube.
I mean, if you really want to, shave somebody else's eyebrows off and practice on them.
Yeah, like your child.
Yeah.
make all your children look like they had just seen a rat. Thank you, Jeff Foxworthy, for that joke.
Bobby.
We can do that now.
Wake up, Bobby.
Bobby, wake up. He's going to text in the morning and he's going to feel like shit.
Maybe, yeah.
I hope so. You should feel like shit, Bobby. So horror movies on a rank out of 10 for recommendation. We'll make this the last one. I personally give it a 5 out of 10 because it's a very acquired taste movie. It is a definite 50-50 for me.
I would have to agree with you on the 50-50. I mean,
Like, if somebody walked
We'll watch it, but it'll go either one of two ways for you.
Yeah, so. It's either you're going to laugh your ass off, or you're just like, this is retarded.
Yeah.
You're going to turn it off.
I mean, I know there's certain movies where I stand, but if you don't know where you're at, then...
Yeah, I mean...
We'll find out.
All right, guys, and we're going to go ahead and end this episode of The Slab. Remember to follow the link in the description, support us on Patreon, like our YouTube videos, and buy my book.
Do all that shit, yo.
The more you support us, the longer we can do it, and the better sound quality we'll have, and that would just be amazing to everybody involved.
If you don't, we're going to rob you.
But not at gunpoint, at Rubber Chicken Point.
Rubber chicken. That's even scarier than gunpoint. If somebody came into me with the robbing me with a rubber chicken with the confidence of having a gun, I would be more scared. I would be more safer if he had the gun.
Like, as a gun, you know exactly what's going to happen. With a rubber chicken, you don't know what he is fucking modified. That it could be a grenade launcher. You don't fucking know.
Just know that you have multiple holes in your body. And rubber chickens, with enough...
Leave no fingerprints. Yeah,
they leave no fingerprints, and with enough willpower, can go anywheres.
All right, well, until next time, I'm DJ.
I'm Chris.
Bye.
Deuces.